Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Great, great. Yeah, thanks again for doing this interview with me. I'm an intern with the Baltimore Sun, and I was assigned a feature story on the Warrior Games and your experiences with it, since you're a Dundalk resident. So yeah, thanks again for your time. And just real quick, just curious, did you grow up in the Maryland area as well?
I actually grew up in Harford County.
Oh, okay, Harford. Yeah, that's actually I went to Belleair High School. What part of Harford are you from?
I was born in Havre de Grace, and I went to Aberdeen and Edgewood High School.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so just to start off, I'm sure you've experienced many challenges, since your accident. But what would you say was probably the most challenging part of, trying to get back into shape for a competition like the Warrior Games?
Basically, just the drive that you have to have. The most challenging part is learning the disability, and how to cope with it. It's
Right.
not exactly the hardest thing, but it's very challenging to just learn how to deal with it and adapt in all different ways.
Right.
Workouts, life-wise, just your daily movements and your daily rituals that you have to do. It's learning how to adapt.
Right. And tell me more about your athletic background prior to joining the military.
Okay, so before the military, I ran track in high school. And then, right before I joined the military, I ran like distance. I did a lot of distance work just to, for PT tests and all that stuff. So I was running
Right.
miles and miles each day. And then, right into the military, right after I got out of basic training and all, I started lifting heavily, and I got really big, and I was going to start, I had a, dream to start bodybuilding and stuff. And
Right.
obviously, that took a little side turn after I got injured. I lost a lot of weight, and then I just got back into track. I wanted to
Right.
inspire people, and I figure, running and competing and doing something that I love would inspire others to get back and do something that they love. So I figure it's just kill two
Absolutely.
birds with one stone. And
Right. And obviously, the Warrior Games, relatively new, founded in 2010. Had you heard of the Warrior Games prior to your accident?
no, I hadn't. I've been in the
Right.
military since 2008, and I didn't hear anything about the Warrior Games until a year into my injury. Like, actually, almost 2.5 years into my injury. And I got
Okay.
contacted by Tony Jazzo. He's one of the head people in the AFW2 team. And he was like, "Hey,
Okay.
I'd really love to get you to come out here." And I told him my dreams of becoming a Paralympian. And he was like, "I totally respect that, and I want to help you get to your goal." So he brought me out here, and I just tried out for the team and made it.
Great. And to go off of that, how did you qualify? Was there another set of competitions that you had to go through in order to qualify for the Warrior Games?
Well, you have to go to a bunch of camps to get intertwined with all the other athletes, and it's not only about your physical abilities,
Oh.
it's about how you get along with other teammates. And
Right.
I met really good friends, and I got along with a lot of them, so they really liked that. And the fact that my physical abilities were, definitely qualified me to get there. I did the Air Force trials. I did the Army trials. I didn't make it to the Marine trials, but I really, pushed my hardest through all those trials, and my times made it, and I did really well in disc and shot as well. So they brought me on the Warrior team to do all that.
Great. And is this your first trip to the Warrior Games? I know that they have it annually.
It is.
Okay. Just making sure. And did you compete? I know you said, you know, you participated in a couple other sports. Did you consider competing in any of the other sports of the Warrior Games, or was it really just track and field that you were aiming to partake in?
I have done sitting volleyball for a while. I decided that wasn't, you know, I didn't like it as much, and there was other people on the team that were better than me, and they could do a better job for the team. So, you know, I kind of laid back and let them take over. And then, one of the AFW2 coaches, you know, Cammie Mayfield, she was trying to get me to swim. I'm not a very good swimmer. I'm not a very strong swimmer, but, you know, they kept pushing me every day. And eventually I got a little better, but not to the point where I could compete yet. So, you know, maybe if I come back next year, maybe swimming will be a part of that or something. But, you know, this year is just track and field.
Sure. Let's see. So obviously, games wrap up tomorrow. How have they been going so far throughout the week? How do you feel? You know, have you learned anything new from what you've experienced so far throughout the week of competition?
Oh yeah, I mean, you learn so much. You know, you learn how to, you know, get along with other people even in competition, and it's a big camaraderie thing. Watching all these Wounded Warriors come together and, you know, compete at their hardest for these medals. Everything's a learning experience here. It's not something that you get to experience every day. And it's for a lot of us is once in a lifetime. So, you know, you meet 100 new people and you just get to go around and see how well others do at, you know, different sports, and, you know, you can only do your best.
Absolutely. And is there any person in your life who, you know, has inspired you to persevere through life's challenges?
You know, I've had a rough growing up. You know, my mom left when I was 14, and, you know, I lived with my uncle for a while, and then I got moved in with my cousin, and, you know, I went from family member to family member growing up, and, you know, I had a lot of cousins that became sisters and, you know, brothers, and now I have cousins that are pretty much like my mother and father, and I think, you know, my cousin John, you know, he pushed me growing up, and he wouldn't, you know, let me fail school, and he took everything that I did, and, you know, he was just like, you need to do better. You need to do better the whole time. So, you know, he just pushed me harder and harder every day growing up, and he just wouldn't let me fail. You know, he wouldn't let me be one of them average people growing up, and, you know, I thank him so much for that. So
right,
that's probably the person I look up to the most.
What advice would you give to other service members, or even anyone who is attempting to recover from an accident similar to the one you had?
Definitely. Just get out there and find the thing that you're most passionate about, and think about that to recover. You know, whether it be sports or, you know, hobbies or arts and crafts or whatever it is, you can find that passion, that outlet that'll make you do better and achieve something great, and then, you know, focus and hone in on that, and just, you know, release, you know, have fun and do everything you can. It's the best thing that you can do, especially for your family and all. You can't have all that built up rage and anger. You have to have something to release it, and, you know, sports for me is definitely one thing, and working out's another.
Absolutely. And I know you said you So obviously, yeah, regarding your goals for the future, I think you, earlier you had said you aspire to be a Paralympian. Is that, you know, that's still when your primary goal?
Yes.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you hope to aspire in the near future?
You know, right now, I just want to get through the next couple years of training, see where I go from there, see how much better I get, and, you know, focus on school and the military. And I'm actually still active duty, so, you know, just rank up a little bit and get to a spot where I'm comfortable and start school. You know, I really want to get my degree in nutrition and health sciences and sports medicine, just, you know, a general field around all that, and figure out where I want to go from there, start my new pathway from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's all I have for you. Thanks again for your time, and I thank you for your service for our country. I think your story is very very inspirational. So this will be in the Baltimore Sun, print and online, I'm pretty sure, Sunday, I think. So,
okay.
You know, so just keep an eye out for that. Thanks again for your time.
Yeah, no problem, man. Have a nice day.
Great. Have a good day.
You too.